Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 168, Kuf Samaches, as we continue with the third mitzvah in Parshas Tazria, the second mitzvah related to childbirth. 2 days ago we discussed the mitzvah of Tumas Yoledes, that a woman who has a baby becomes Tameh. Yesterday we discussed the mitzvah that was stuck in between, the Yisra of a Tameh person eating a carbon, because the Torah said that in the context of a woman who has a baby, that for her 40 days or 80 days after she has a baby, she cannot go into the Mikdash or eat a carbon. And now we have the mitzvah of carbon yoledes. As we said, the woman is obligated to bring a set of carbonos after she has a baby, says the Torah. When her days of tumah and tahara, her yumei tohar, as we discussed, are over. Pasuk vav. Tavi keves ben shenos ola. She has to bring a sheep as an ola. Uven yona utar lachatas, and a bird for a chatas. A yona or a tar. We'll get back to that. So a sheep and a bird. A sheep as an ola and a yona or a tar as a chatas. El pesach omoed al hakohen. Ve'kriva lefnei Hashem v'chiper aleha. She brings it to in front of Hashem and she gets kapara through it, v'taharami mekardameha, and then she has tahara from her 40 and 80 days. For the first 40 and 80 days, as we said, she cannot go into the mikdash. She can be with her husband after day 7 and 14, based on a son or a daughter, respectively. But after 40 and 80, then she could even go in, she has full tahara, and she could go into the base of mikdash. Then the Torah adds, v'im lo timsa yadat desa, if she is poor, and she cannot afford a sheep, cost a lot of money to buy a sheep, then she just could just bring two birds. This is one of the few karbanos that is ola v'yored, based on your financial bracket that determines which karban. This is an example. Mitzora is an example, and we mentioned back in Parshas Vayikra a couple of sins that are in the category of ola v'yored. Okay, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Here we go. Mrs. Karban Yoledes. That she brings a carbon when she finishes her days. Vahu, keves ben shenasolo la, uvenyono tar lachatas. Different types of birds. Vimhaya aniyah, and if she's poor, takriv shtei shorim ushne bene yona, echal ola vechal lachatas. Shenemar, uvimos yimetar ola benu labas, tuvichulu she brings. Vihim chuseres kapara, Achetakrav Karbana. As we mentioned, there are a lot of tamei types of people in the world, in halacha. If the woman or the person goes to the mikvah, and now they're waiting till sunset to become tahar, like the first daf in brachas, that's a tful yom. But there are four types of people that not only could be in the category of tful yom, not only do they have to wait till sunset, they have to wait till the following day to bring a karbon to complete the process. That's a mitzora, that's a zav, and a zava we'll talk about, and that is a yoledes right here. So a yoledes on day 41 after having a boy, or day 81 after having a girl, at the earliest, could be after that too, but on day 41 or day 81, then they have to bring this set of karbanas. A couple of important points relating to the text. First is an amazing pickup by the son of the Netziv, Rav Chaim Berlin. Rav Chaim Berlin notes that if you look in the pasuk, in the psukim that we are talking about, the pasuk says, if a woman has a baby, then she has to bring a sheep for an ola and a bird for a chatas. And then it says, Zos Taras Yoledes. These are the laws of the Yoledes, as if the parsha is finished. And then, as if an afterthought, and if she's not rich enough, then she can bring two birds. Shouldn't that phrase of Zos Taras Yoledes be at the end? It sounds like this is a sum up pasuk. It's stuck there in the middle, after the kabbanis of the Ashir. Why is it in the middle? So, the Netziv in the Harchev Davar quotes his son, Rav Chaim Berlin, who says he has a pshat. The Mishnah says in Maseches Krisus. Right, this is quoted, I forgot, we are in one of the parts of the Minchas Chinuch, maybe we'll get to it later. The Mishnah says in Maseches Krisus that at a certain time, the price of birds shot up. Price of birds shot up. And it was very difficult for the women who had babies to bring karbanos. So Rav Shimon Gamliel made a takana. He made a law. He said if a woman is chayef to bring five sets of karbanos, they can bring one and that's it. They're not chayef to bring the rest. That was his takana. So all the mefarshim, and therefore what happened? Demand shot down because nobody had to bring. And then that evened the price. And then price reached a fair price. The question is, how was he able to do that? If somebody owes a lot of karbanis, they own. If a woman had five babies, like we said, Mashiach's going to come today, Beth Hashem. So tomorrow, Beth Hashem, my wife's going to have to bring seven sets of karbanis. Seven sets of karbanis, but Rav Shmuel Gamliel, oh, only one. If she's chayav to bring seven, how come Rav Shmuel Gamliel says only one? So says the Harchev Davar in the name, says the Nesid in the name of Chaim Berlin, he says, that's what's being secretly hidden to in the pasuk. Because it says, by the rich karbanis, zos Torah sayoledes. This is the Torah of Yoledes, and the ribui, the limud that you have to bring a set of karbanis for each baby is learned out from Sukkim, without going into the details, that were already mentioned. So the halacha that a woman is chayav for every set, that's only for an isha ashira who could afford it. Then the taret, if she's poor, she brings this. But that's only one per woman, even if she's had three children. So that's what he says. That's why the pasuk is doing in the middle. So Zostar Asiyaledis, as if to break up the section, the halacha of having to bring per child is only by an isha ashira who could afford it, and not by an isha aniyah. So that halacha, Rav Shmuel Gamliel, is alluded to even in the text. Number one. Number two, the other issue to bring up is a Rashi, which I mentioned in Parsha Shir last year. And that is, the Torah tells us that when the woman has to bring her karbanis, she brings the sheep for an ola, and then a bird for a chatas. The rule usually is, Rashi points out, based on Chazal, whenever you have to bring a set of karbanas, chatas and ola, it's always in that order. Chatas and then ola. Chatas, first I get rid of it, sur meira, I get rid of the sin by bringing the karban chatas. Then I say tov, then I bring the ola, which is a present to Hashem. Sur meira v'asei tov. That's always how it works. And here, what did it say? You bring a sheep for an ola, and a yono tar for a chatas. So it's the opposite order. So Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Tzadik, says, don't take this pasuk so seriously. Really, you bring the chatas before the ola too. Why did it say in the pasuk ola before chatas? That's just lo hikdima hakasav ela lemikra'a. It's only that you read it first. But for hakrava, chatas goes before ola. What does that mean? That you read it first? Of course you read it first, because it's for earlier in the pasuk. What does that mean? You read it first. If it's wrong, why did the Torah write it that way? So that's what Rashi says in Zvachim also Daf Tzadik. It's very difficult. What does that mean? So Tosfos says there in Zvachim Daf Tzadik, maybe it means Hakdasha, that a woman has to be Maktish, sanctify the two animals that she's going to bring. She should be Maktish the Ola before the Chatas. Right? To be sanctified. But the Hakrava, the actual giving it, that's different. That doesn't explain Rashi. What does Mikra mean? So two ideas. One is said by the Torah Tamima, and the Cheshek Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger, both of them, that I quoted last year in the Parshas year, they both say Mikra'a means Bizman Hazeh. When all we have today is, we don't have a base of Mikdash, we can't bring the Karbanis, so what do we have to, how do we fulfill the mitzvah today of Karbanis? By reading the Karbanis, by saying the Parsha of Karbanis. In a time period in history, when there's only Mikra'a, when there's only reading, then Ola goes before Chatas. That's what it means. It's L'mikra, for those generations, without a Beis HaMikdash. That's when the Ola comes before it. Why would Ola come first? Because by an Ola, as we know, it's Kulul Hashem. It's the only carbon that's totally burned like to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Chatas, for example, part of it's burned, part of it's eaten by the Kohanim. Nowadays, when we read the Karbanis, do I get full credit for saying a Chatas? Hashem can say, I give you credit. But what about the Kohanim who aren't eating the carbon? They can't say, I give you credit. So we can't get full credit for reading a parsha of the Chatos today. But a parsha of an Ola, we could get full credit. Because this all goes to God. God's allowed to say, I give you credit, it's on me. So that's why in the days of Mikra, where it's only reading it, you're not bringing it, Ola goes before Chatos. That's what the Torah Tamima says on this pasuk and the Chesher Shlomo and others. That is one idea. Okay, maybe there's another idea, but maybe we'll mention that at the end, because I wanted to cover some other points. But if at the end, if we have time, remind me, we'll mention the other pshat of Mikra. Okay, let's continue though now. As we just mentioned, this mitzvah is the karbanis of a yoledes. The chinuch is following the counting of the Rambam, and the Rambam, as he always does, the Rambam counts all four people who are in the category of Mechusrei Kapara, the four people who are Tameh, and then have to bring a carbon at the end of the process, he counts those as four separate mitzvahs. And again, the Ramban and others argue, they're all Mechusrei Kapara, they're all lacking a carbon, they have to bring a carbon at the end of the process. Why are there four separate mitzvahs? The Rambam himself acknowledges that you might wonder why he's saying this. Says the Rambam in Mitzvah Ayin Zayin, says the Rambam, V'yim yomar omer, lama lo timne karban mechusri kapara kulam mitzvah achas, achas yeshlem inyan echad. Why am I counting them as four of the 613? Count them as one. The carbon of a yoledes, the carbon of a mitzora, the carbon of a Zav and a Zava. So those four people, each carbon is one. They're all Tamei, and then they have to bring a carbon. So why? Kula mitzvah achas, achas yesh la min yinecha. So yichlalam, put him in one. Fuma chosre kapara, v'yazem min mine tara. V'roha roisha tomar mitzvah plonis, yesh esivanu shlo tishlam taras, ksas tameyim, behem. Zav zav, yelaz mitzvah rashi akvivu carbon. There should be one mitzvah that is Tamei people who have to bring a carbon in order to get full tara. They're in this mitzvah. The Rambam says, I know you're going to ask me that, but I'm cutting you off. Says the Rambam in Mitzvah Ayin Zayin, Kemosha Timna Tara B'mikvah. Going to a mikvah. Do I count every single person who has to go to the mikvah as a separate mitzvah? No. Tara B'mikvah is a one mitzvah. So too, bringing a carbon at the end of a tumah process should be one mitzvah. Right? So why isn't it? So says the Rambam, Hashem Yodeya, Shezeh Haya Roi B'li Safek, Im Haya Karban Kolechan Me'ilu Arba M'chuzik Apara Echad. If they all brought the same carbon at the end of the process, then I'd count it as one. But they all bring different karbanis. V'lo yishtana k'mo tara. Mikvah's a mikvah. There's no different mikvahs, depending on the person who's tamei. But there's different karbanos that all of these people bring. Amna mitzad his chalfus karbanam, k'mo sha'ata ro'eh, his chayev limnos kol karban b'yichud behechrach. That's why I have to count it separately, because there's different karbanos. Ki hadover shebo teshalim taras ha'echad, zulas hadover shebo teshalim hadover ha'acher. Different people. Different people bring different karbanos, the different mechusri kapara. Unlike Tara b'mikvah. That's why the Rambam defends himself. That's why I count it as four separate mitzvahs, and as the Chinuch does as well. The Chinuch has it right here. This is the mitzvah of Yoledes, as we're going to have later on. The Chinuch also has Kufayin Tes in a week and a half or so from now. Kufayin Tes, we're going to have the mitzvah of the Karbanis of Ezav and Ezava. They are also coming up. By the way, the Uraim is the one. I misspoke before. The Uraim is the one that counts it all as one. The Rambam does not argue here. The Uraim counts it all as one. Okay. Let us continue though now. Misharshi ha-mitzvah. Let's get to the sharish of the mitzvah. What are the reasons? Hashkafa behind these mitzvahs. So, four ideas. The chinuch has two. We're going to add in two more. Number one. Why does a woman have to bring karbanas after she has a baby? Especially the issue is the chatos. Chatos always reflects a chait. What kind of chait did she do by having a baby? Says the Gemara. Says the Chinuch. Number one. Kedesha tisorer mitocha pe'ula. So she will be awakened through the action of bringing the carbon. Laseis hoda'a l'ashem barachu shehitzila mechev le'yoleda. Thank you, God, for saving me from the pains of childbirth. Shehu davar nes, which is miraculous. Every childbirth is miraculous. The fact that a woman got through alive is miraculous. Give hoda'a t'akadosh barachu. That's the first reason he gives. The problem with this reason, the Minchas Chinuch points this out all the way at the end in Os Yud, and that is, so she should have to bring a carbon toda, not a carbon chatos. The end of Os Yud, she says, why do you bring a toda? We know there's a carbon toda to give thanks to Hashem. This doesn't explain an ola and a chatos. Okay, so it's a problem. It's a problem, that reason. Number one. But interesting, it calls it a nace that a woman gets out of childbirth. Just to note, interesting, we mentioned this a few days ago, but I'll mention it again, and that is Ramosha's tshuva. Ramosha finds his tshuva about inducing labor early. Ramosha in Yeridea, Chilek Bei, Siman Ayin Dalet, if you remember, said that one should not induce labor unless there's a life-threatening issue, a big sakana. Why? Why? He says, Laniyaz Daiti, I don't think I read this inside before. Laniyaz Daiti ish tam yoser bar leser. Let me explain why. Deleda bizmana kiderech hanashim lo nechshav lesakana klal. It's a different type of danger when a woman is having a baby than all other types of dangers in the world, that why people are in the hospital. Why? Basically, if you think about it, it's the only floor in the hospital that's not sad. You think about it, people in the hospital, you're sick. It's the only hospital that has balloons, the only floor in the hospital that has balloons. It's the only hospital you're saying mazel tov in. You're not saying mazel tov in any of the other rooms in the hospital, besides the baby where the women's had babies. Says Ramosha, I'm just adding that to Ramosha. What does that reflect? That, yes, of course, it's a hospital, it's a dangerous, but it's a different type of thing. Like this you do willingly, and it's a mitzvah, and you're involved. And says Ramosha, if Hashem told us to do it, so then how could you say inherently it's a dvar shel sakana? The me'acha shekein bara Hashem yizbarach es ha'olam sheyifru v'yirbu u'bevadei bara sheyil abracha v'lo sakana. Yes, we say in Chazal that this is one of the times that a woman's mitzvahs and avonos are checked, because this is a potentially dangerous situation. But inherently, says Rav Moshe, it's not, because this is part of the way of the world. uveprat, and especially because women aren't even obligated in the mitzvah peruvu, like we discussed 167 mitzvahs ago. So says the says Rav Moshe. But if you're makdim, and if you try to induce, that's earlier than it's supposed to be naturally, so then already you're in the world of sakana. Then who says? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell you this is the time. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say. It's not the natural time that it's just happening. Therefore, you don't have the haftacha. Right? Lefizeh hu rak baleidah de bizmana. Shal zeika haftacha zashem yizbarach. Bibriyuso b'tzivuyoha asey de peruvu. But shirotzom lahakdim shalol kefi shahiyat sarech says, who says there is such a an issue. So it's just to know that even though the chinuch calls it derech nisi, which it is an ace, it's interesting just to keep that remotion in mind about its being a special siyata d'shmaya when a woman has a baby. Just by the way, talking about the nace, that is what a minog generally is for a woman to say birchas hagomel. After she has a baby, the woman says birchas hagomel. There is a mistaken minhag that is quoted by some of their later achronim. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this in Simen Reish Yates, that some thought that women don't say birchas hagomel. Why should that be? So Aruch HaShulchan said maybe people thought that it's connected somehow to Kriyas HaTorah. And women aren't by Kriyas HaTorah, so they don't have to do Birchas HaGomel. But Pashtus is, there's no reason not to. And that's why, Baruch Hashem, in our day and age, most of the time women, if a husband does it on her behalf, okay, but most of the time women can find a place to have 10 men there and make Birchas HaGomel Barabim. Okay, but that is all number one. Why did she bring Karbanas? The Chinuch suggested to give Hodah Hashem. Number two, V'yod Amar Zachar Levracha, famous reason, why does a woman bring a Chatas? Because the Gemara says in Nida, Shehaisha Kofatzas V'nish Ba'as, Be'isireha, during childbirth, she's in such pain that a woman makes a shvua that she's never going to be with her husband again. Shal tizakek ova ish. And she's going to meila have to violate that shvua, hopefully. Lefichach sricha kapara. So she needs kapara for that. V'yalkein yikra karbana chatas. And that's why she's the chatas. V'namra bo v'chipra le'akowin. Right, is that number two? Reason, the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. Number three, Rabbeinu Bachai, one of the star pupils of the Ramban, who we've quoted before, Rabbeinu Bachai says, maybe it goes all the way back to Chava. You can always blame Chava for any chatos in the Torah. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, v'yitachein lefareish, it's possible, she'ein ha-karban hazeh mitzad chet shal atzma, rak mitzad ima, she'hi oisa'im kol chai. It's not her, it's Chava. Why? Ki lulei acheta hu, were it not for Chava, haya ha'adam molidim ishto, shelo b'derech taiva. Like we eat and we sleep and we go through natural motions without, obviously we have an appetite to eat. But also we would eat even without a specific appetite because that's what we need to live. So before the chait, how did the Torah describe Adam and Chava? They were naked. And the Svarno and other Rishonim there say, because every limb of their body was equal. There were no private parts. Why? Because all the part of my body is there to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says I have to eat, and I have to sleep, and I have to have children. It's all the same. So that would have been the case until they ate from the Eitz Hadas. And the Eitz Hadas Tov HaRa, and all of a sudden, Taiva came into the picture. And all of a sudden, the Eitz Hara came into the picture. And that's why the woman's bringing a Chatas, going back to Chava, because this baby came about not through a purely natural, objective act, like was before, but it came out through the sexual drive, which is now natural in human beings, but it's connected to chait, and maybe that's why this chatas goes back to that. Okay, number three. A final idea related to, we're not going to skip it now, but if you want to look, Nechama Leibowitz quotes a bunch of midrashim, where she formulates a fourth idea in terms of after a woman has a baby, she realizes the godless of God and the smallness of man. And that itself is cause for, wow, I'm so distant from you, that recognition itself could bring a chatas. Okay, that's her idea. Okay, Midina, let's continue. Let's read some of the halachas. Kigon, mash'amr zachar and lavracha, shena yoledes mevi'a karban abiyom abram lezachar v'yoshan l'nekeva. The karban is not brought on day 40 and day 80, meaning the last day of the process, but rather on day 41 and on day 81. That's when it's brought. Uvimlos yimei tara, after she finishes the time of tara, so then she brings the karban. Avers manzev lo hevi'a kaparas, if she didn't bring it on day 81 or 41, that's fine. She can bring it anytime she wants. She just can't eat kudshim or go into the mikdash until she brings the karban. But it's not, there's a chiyah from today, but after today is fine too. Last three lines of the paragraph, v'chol mechuvei karbanei makrivin karbanei el midaitan, chusri b'chusri kapara. By the way, says the chinuch, whenever you bring a karban for someone, you always have to do it with their knowledge, except for these four. Even if, the special limud, even if somebody brings this karban on the woman's behalf without her knowledge, still works for her. So it works for her, and she can now go into the Mikdash. This applies, Bizban Beis HaMikdash, with women. If she did not bring her set of karbanas when she had the chance to, she's mevatel this mitzvah asay, and v'himuchaseres kapara, and also she can't go into the Beis HaMikdash or eat karbanas. And then he adds, va'oila, woe is to her, im tamas kodem shatekrivenu. If she dies before she's bringing them, v'tisa avon al nafsha, and then her sin is on her soul. Meaning this is a serious set of karbanas that she has to bring. The chinuch does not say this by every karban. If you don't bring this, woe to you. It says this here. There's something special about this karban. Okay, maybe two or three points in the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch discusses, let's say, in Oz Gimel. In Oz Gimel. Fascinating machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. What happens? V'im chayeves karban avlad shehi la'acher melos. V'yatahi b'doch melos l'avlad acher. What happens if she is chayev too? She's chayev, let's say she's chayev to bring a karban. She had a set of babies, and she had another baby. So, can she bring the karbanos of her first child during the time that she's not finished yet counting for the second child? Let's say she never got around to bringing the karbanos for the first child. And then she got pregnant again, and she had another baby, and then... So, is she allowed to send her karbanos during Machlokas Rambam Ravid? The Rambam says in the second to last line, in Oz Gimel, that's a Rambam de'inim evi'a vilo vlad rishon, kol man shivitoch malos levlad. She can't bring it if she's counting for the second child, the 40 of the 80, she can't send even for the first. And the Ravid says, why not? Why can't she? If somebody is tummy for one problem, you can't send for another problem? What's the problem? What she can't send, a tummy can be mishalech karbanosav, a tummy person could send. Why can't a tummy person send? This is a big discussion that all the Achronim get into. This machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. You can look at Reb Chaim in the Grach al Hashas, Simen Tav Chav Dalid. He talks about this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. But the Ravid just can't understand why the Rambam would say you can't. What it's like Tovel Vasheres Biado. It's like you're holding on to a piece of Tumah while you go to the mikvah. That's what the Rambam seems to say. But the Reb Chaim in the Grach al Hashas has a suggestion. Feel free to look there. In Os Dalid. In Oz Dalid, says the Minchas Chinuch, HaKlal on the fourth line, Kol Avlados Shetapol Toch Melos, Shalo Yatzel Shar Ru'iyel HaKarban, Mevi'a Pamachas HaKarbanos HaKol Avlados. This will not come up today, because as we said, nowadays, we do not hold of the 33 and the 66 anyway, right? We are not Baal Adam Tohar, we wait for the woman to become Tohar totally, not having any flow from her. But what happens in the olden days, let's say right at 3 weeks after a woman had a baby, a man was with his wife, and then she got pregnant right away, and she somehow miscarries within the 80 days of a second child. She had a baby, so a miscarriage enough, as we discussed, that it was a baby was already formed, that she has to bring another set. So the halacha is, if she miscarries within the 40 and the 80, that's not a new set. She does not have to bring a new set. That's all counted as, can be counted within the first set of karbanos. But if she has a miscarriage or another baby after day 40 and day 80, so then she has to bring a second set, and she owes two sets. What about the night before? The night of the 41st and the 81st? That's a machlokas b'shamay b'shilel, and we paskin that it is already considered as if it's the next day, and she would have to bring a new set. Fine. One final halacha, and that is interesting in the Minchas Chinuch, at the end of Os Tes, on the next page, Minchas Chinuch says, if a woman is not Jewish, has a baby and then converts, she does not have to bring the karbanas. The karbanas are only born Jewish babies. Aval Goya option is Gairach, Raleida, Mikal Makam, Enesrich, a karban. She does not have to bring a karban. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beth Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the first, Beth Hashem, the next time, the first of the mitzvahs related to a mitzora. Okay, we'll stop here.